Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent in for Steve Bertrand. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Do you perceive that people are driving crazy? I mean, we were pretty much off the roads for a year, and now that we're all back, moving around again, it seems like people are driving like crazy is all. Like, I was going out on Congress last week, and traffic was bumper to bumper, and somebody decided to take the shoulder at like 70 miles an hour, which puts us all at risk. So they're talking about it. It's a big issue. Is it speeding? Is it pandemic joyrides? There is a 10% spike in crash fatalities. And so Professor Joseph Sweeterman is on the phone. He is from the DePaul's Chadwick Institute for Metropolitan Development. But you know something about this, don't you, Joe? You know that people are driving a little crazier than usual these days.
Yeah, I sure do. And I've noticed that 80-mile threshold on the expressways is now common, which is really pretty jarring. But the latest numbers on fatalities are a bit of a wake-up call. So this is going to get a lot of attention.
So fatal vehicle crashes in Illinois are up by 6%. Is that over the number in 2020?
That's right. They're up over last year, and they're especially up from pre-pandemic. And what we're seeing especially are some fatalities for pedestrians as well, which are going up, which is really alarming because they're often in harm's way. But the number of fatal crashes has gone up. You know, we now top 600 people dying, so far this year in our state alone. That's a pretty frightful number.
It is. And we always throw these numbers out and they really don't mean anything to anyone. But for every person that is killed in a crash like that, that just devastates families. I saw this last year when some dear friends of mine lost their only child in a motorcycle crash. He was, just out cruising with his girlfriend, and a 14-year-old without a driver's license who was texting plowed into him and took his life. And that just reverberates through our whole family in our community. And it goes on for years, because then getting into the courts and dealing with all that kind of stuff. So when we toss out these numbers, these are real families who have real losses, and it's something that needs to be addressed. Do you see any end in sight? Do you have any idea why we all think people are driving a little more reckless these days?
You know, it is a remarkable and disturbing thing, considering almost every other source of risk for accidents is falling. I mean, we went a whole year in the airline industry without a single commercial passenger fatality. Of course, accidents in factories and in the mines and in workplaces are falling as we develop better technology. But traffic deaths, after falling for many years, are rising again. And we know that right now it's a whole set of factors. One is we're just driving more outside of rush hour. You know, people often are working at home, and we find they compensate for that by taking more road trips. They're traveling when people are going faster on the roadways, than rush hour, which tends to be a fairly slow endeavor. And so that, creates more harm. But on top of this, there is a sense, and I haven't seen data to show this, that enforcement for ticketing is down. We have a law enforcement sector that's feeling overwhelmed right now with crime and other issues, and traffic enforcement seems to have fallen. And so people feel emboldened, and certainly in our state, that may be a factor.
People want to join in on this conversation. On the phone right now is Joseph Sweeterman. He is PhD, director of DePaul's Chadwick Institute for Metropolitan Development. But I want to jump over to line one, if we can. Eric is on the phone because a lot of people are chiming in, texting or calling. The number is 312-981-7200. But Eric has a unique perspective to this, and we're going to check it with him next, right after we take a break on 720 WGN. Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand is out today. I'm Lisa Dent. filling in for him, which, you know, those are big shoes to fill. I think the world of him. So we're talking about how crazy people are driving these days, and Professor Joseph Sweeterman is on the phone. He is with the Chaddock Institute at DePaul for Metropolitan Development. And so if I hear what you're saying fewer tickets are being written because police have bigger jobs to do than police traffic these days. And the numbers are up not just from last year, but from pre-pandemic levels. Is that true?
That's right. And we all know 2020 was a fluke of a year where people, you know, were just behaving differently than they used to. Now things are kind of coming back to normal. You know, the evening rush is almost as bad as it was in terms of traffic. Morning is still a little lighter, but people are traveling more on the weekends and taking those road trips, driving unfamiliar areas. And we think the traffic fatalities are unfortunately a result of some of that.
It's tragic. Okay, let's jump over to Eric. I promised that we would jump in, get into conversation with him. Eric, let me understand this. He's on line one. Eric, you're a funeral director, so you see it from a whole different perspective, correct?
Yeah, yes. Professor and Lisa, how do you do? I am a funeral director and then for the people of the state of Illinois. And in the past week and a half, I've handled 5 cases of car accident victims. One was a pedestrian. I believe 2 were motorcycle crashes, and one was a fella who it was a single vehicle accident, and I don't know exactly what happened with the particulars as to what caused it, but it was on a rural road, and he flipped his vehicle, and unfortunately he perished as a result of the impact of the vehicle. But
so, Eric, is it unusual for you to see that many accident victims in 1 week?
Yes, it's extremely unusual. I mean, you know, we still have our normal, you know, our normal caseload, but to have 5 car accidents in a week and a half, it was just one after the next. And we pick up where the police and the hospitals leave off,
right?
Obviously. So we see the crying in the funeral arrangement room and at the wake, and, you know, people are just devastated. And I think partly it's a result of a lack of proper enforcement. I very rarely see the state police on the expressways, and I travel them quite frequently. And I think people are just distracted, you know, with texting and talking, which I'm on my phone right now, but I am pulled over to the side of the road to be responsible about it. And it's just a problem. I think also regarding the pedestrian aspect of it, pedestrians don't obey crosswalks and pedestrian signals either.
Well, and often they're on their phone. You know, they're on their phone while they're crossing the street. So, Professor, if you listen to 720 WGN, you hear IDOT does commercials all the time warning people about the dangers and to pay attention. That doesn't seem to be impacting at all. I mean, I think our advertising works great. I just think that people kind of ignore that message overall. Do you see any way that the state or IDOT can convince people, you know, to pay attention to their driving?
You know, it needs to be a multi-part solution. I grew up in a rural area, just what the caller suggests, really hit home, because the rural areas is just a way of life, you know, where somebody gets killed, the town mourns, and people promise to do something about it. You know, and a year later, we have another one. And I think here, where we're seeing the numbers go up, and as the speaker shows, there's a bit of a crisis here. We saw downtown there was a big spike in accidents, like in 2018, 2019, and in the pandemic, that kind of spread to the neighborhoods where people stayed at home. So you can really predict where these are going to take place often. Not exactly, but the kind of circumstances. So we know, you know, with crosswalks needing islands where pedestrians can bump out to the road so motorists see it's a crosswalk. We do know that red light cameras, as bad as they are politically, they may be needed now. The 30-mile-an-hour speed limit in Chicago sure gets ignored by a lot of people. But you're right that our electronic devices, the concept of not texting in a car, we've never found a good way to enforce that. And I do think, especially younger populations, it's a bit of a way of life, and that's terrible.
Yeah. We're going to jump over to line 3 and talk to Ann. And by the way, while we're getting Ann on the phone, just engaging that line, somebody just handed me a note and said, an ice cream truck got robbed at Michigan and Monroe just moments ago. They're robbing, I don't know who they, you know, people are robbing ice cream trucks on Michigan Avenue, which is crazy. So traffic must not be at a stop there, or I don't know. I'm just confused by that whole thing. It makes me crazy. Ann, how are you today?
I'm good. And I do a lot of driving, like the previous caller, both on interstate and local roads. And I'm just telling you, there is an epidemic of the laws don't apply to me when it comes to driving, especially regarding speed. And, you know, that kind of encompasses the idea of driving and texting. But, oh, my God, I just cannot believe the blatant disregard for the law that some people have when it comes to the speed limit. And if there could be a new category of ticketing, and this word doesn't really accurately describe it, but like predatory driving in regard to speed limit, aggressive predatory driving, because people, and I hate to say, but often it looks like younger-ish people doing it, where they ride right up on your rear end, and they're weaving on the interstate in and out of traffic, just going so fast by you, and it scares the heck out of me. And that person is putting someone in danger. Their lives, they are putting lives in danger when they drive that way.
Yeah, that's exactly, I gotta say, that's the way I feel, because if they lose control, they're gonna take out five or six cars. We're all gonna be involved in that accident when they're doing 100 miles an hour.
And I wish we could do that thing like from my era, Mayberry RFD, where you could go, citizens arrest, citizens arrest.
I love it. I completely get it. Thank you for calling in. Let's jump over to Catherine. Catherine, I understand you're an essential worker, and like the rest of us, you just think people are driving crazy these days.
Well, you know what? I was listening to the lady beforehand, and I almost thought I was a predatory driver because I do kind of go fast. Kind of very fast in the left lane, but I am not close. I don't ride up to people. I use my signal, blah, blah, blah. I have been an essential worker since May 17th or March 17th when everything closed down, and it was nice when nobody was around, and it's kind of like when the school buses come back in the fall, you have to add on time. Here's the other thing, too, is like the lady beforehand was saying, is there some really dumb people out there who are going fast and are texting, and it scares me to death. I drive an hour to work and back every day, and it's just made it difficult when people forget how to drive and that they're driving weapons if they're not careful.
Exactly. Joseph Sweeterman is on the phone. He's the director of DePaul's Chaddock Institute for Metropolitan Development. We brought up this conversation with him. Do you think this has something to do with people's thought process after the pandemic, Joe? I mean, are people thinking differently? Does this factor into the mental stress that people are feeling, that once they get on the road, they're just driving wilder than they ever have?
You know, I don't know that we can let people off quite that easy, but there has been a lot of evidence that when people do work at home, they compensate by wanting to drive more. And I think when you do travel on leisure trips and so forth, you know, you're not creatures of habit like you are in that commute. And we see people on the expressway on Saturday night passing people on the right, tailgating. And there's been some evidence that people get newer and better cars, you know, with traction control and anti-lock brakes, and they compensate by driving more aggressively, because 99.9% of the time, you know, they can get themselves out of a jam.
But
just when things go bad, you know, we have pedestrians get hit or multi-15 car accidents, and the fatalities go up, you know, because of just the more aggressiveness of their driving.
Yeah.
And so I do think our enforcement really hasn't caught up with those kind of things. You know, we catch people speeding, but we don't catch people cutting in line in work zones and passing on the right and tailgating with, you know, 2 feet distance. And that's a tougher problem to solve.
So Matt is on the phone. Let's check in with him. We've got 45 seconds left, and I have a feeling as a Lyft driver, Matt, you're kind of confirming what we're saying, right?
Yeah, first of all, Lisa, I love your country music DJ days.
Thank you.
So I'm a Lyft driver. The only thing I miss about the pandemic right now is the fact that there was nobody on the road. I think people just either forgot how to drive or just stopped caring while they were locked up. And I have two people in the car with me right now, and I picked them up at Monroe in Michigan about 10 minutes before the ice cream truck got robbed. So that's a little scary.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy that we can have ice cream trucks being robbed on Michigan Avenue in the middle of the day with so many people around. I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening to 720 WGN, Matt. And Professor Joe, we appreciate your insight and your input to this. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
The news, everything you need to know from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Chicago's very own.